This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Derek walks you through how to win government jobs and contracts, effectively manage your government career, and best utilize government services. Every week on Fed Access, you'll learn about interesting federal agencies, workers, and jobs. Fed Access provides you the access you need to succeed in the federal government. And now your host, Derek T. Dortch.
Welcome to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Thank you for stopping by the show. We are always glad to have you. Today, we're going to be talking about something special for me. And a lot of times people listen to the show, you know I'm a veteran, so I talk about veteran issues a lot. But I'm also a person who's from Detroit. I'm a Detroiter. And that's a very, very special place. I grew up in Detroit, was born and raised in Detroit. And many have heard of Detroit and heard of the crisis that Detroit is going in. A lot of people, when they hear about Detroit, you never really talk about Detroit as a place you want to go and visit or go on vacation for. You always hear about the bad things in Detroit. But any person who's from Detroit will tell you that it's an actual great place. And all of us want to see Detroit kind of rise and rise from the ashes. And we think that's happening right now. Today, we're going to be talking to the SBA director, the district director of Michigan, Gerald Moore. He's the SBA. He's in charge of all SBA efforts going on in Michigan, but he's in Detroit. He's in the McNamara building down there. He's from Detroit. And so that's a special place for him. Gerald, welcome to Fed Access.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
You know, Gerald, talk to us about, you know, one, a lot of people know about SBA, but just give us an overview about what SBA is doing. I know that, you know, for all of us, we all know that small businesses are really the kind of the foundation that America is built upon and that it employs really the majority of people and everything else. What's SBA's focus in terms of making sure small businesses are started, stay alive, and keep on growing?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And you're right. The majority of small businesses out there, greater than 96%, are small business. So everyone knows, hopefully, how vital small businesses are to the overall economic vitality of the nation. And, of course, it's no different in Michigan. Our small businesses play a vital role in what it is that we do here. The way to think about the SBA, and the simplest way, is to think in terms of what we call the three C's. And that stands for providing access to capital, helping our small businesses gain access to the loans that they need to grow their business, and providing access to counseling services such as helping to develop your business plan, helping you to prepare to meet with a lender potentially, helping you to do what we call search engine optimization, when you want to make sure that when someone uses a search engine that you're the first entity that pops up. Those are the things related to counseling and everything in between. And then finally, providing access to federal contracting opportunities. You know, each year the federal government has a target by law that says that 23% of all federal spend has to go to small business. That represents billions and billions of dollars. So we work very closely with our small businesses to make sure they're aware that they have access and hopefully that they're able to gain gain access to those opportunities.
You know, when people are hearing that, is there a certain kind of category in terms of small businesses, or you kind of, you know, as SBA saying, listen, no matter what your idea is, if you've got it, come on into our offices. I mean, do people need to kind of come in with certain things already prepared, or they can just kind of come in with that blank slate and you guys will start working with them?
Yeah, when folks work with the SBA, we have our teams internally, and then we have extended teams, and we call those our resource partners. Those are agencies that the SBA funds to do a lot of our work relating to the counseling realm. And I like to say that when you connect with the SBA or one of our resource partners, you really do have a consultant for the life of your business, whether you're a pre-venture, somebody looking to start up, and you've got a great idea, you know, all the way through someone who is looking to what we call harvest when they're ready to sell the business and move on. And everywhere in between, you've got that consultant who can help you, whether it's exporting, whether it's gaining access to federal contracting, whether it's creating that business plan, all the things that you can think of that are crucial to running and starting a small business. So we start with you have to meet the definition, the SBA definition of small business. And typically we're talking about for-profit companies, mm-hmm. number one. And then you have to meet what we call size standards. Again, 96%+ of all businesses are small business, so that generally isn't a problem. But if you have your small businesses out there listening and they're wondering if they meet the size standards, you can use any popular search engine, put in SBA size standard, and once they put in their North American Industrial Code, what we call our NAICS code, they'll be able to see the industry and what the criteria is. Some is based on number of employees. Some is based on revenue. Typical example that you hear is that 500 employees in manufacturing is considered a small business. So all that information is available. If you put that information in a search engine, it'll bring you up to the document that determines what the size standard should be for your NAICS code.
And so with all of that, you know, you mentioned something important, that you've got somebody who is with you for the life of your business. You know, I think that's important for people to understand, because a lot of times people think they'll go to a government agency and it's kind of a hit it quick type thing, you know, which where a person will just kind of come in, maybe get a service, and then no longer are you really tied into that person. That seems to be a very, very special relationship that SBA is doing in terms of having that person who gets to know your business a lot more intimately.
That's you're absolutely correct. The fact that you've got, you know, a counselor that is working with you, you know, you've engaged them at whatever point you engage them at. Clearly, if you engage them at the pre-venture when you're thinking about starting a business, and they're able to ride through with you on the life of your business. But even if you're an existing business and maybe you're looking to export now, or you're looking to just improve your financials, you know, whatever the case may be, start the relationship today, because what we hear from most of our small businesses is that, I wish I had known that 2 years ago, or if only I had known that, I would have been able to do X, Y, Z. So we really encourage our small businesses to get connected. That's the first step. Get connected with the SBA. You can find us at www.sba.gov. And then you just put in the state that you're interested in. You can reach out to your state SBA officials, but get connected with us, because we are the preeminent small business economic development entity in the federal government. No other federal agency has as its core mission the charter to help Americans start and grow small business.
You know, Joe, you mentioned something really, really interesting. What do you think, and what have you heard? I mean, I know you've been doing this. I want to get a little bit more of your background as we get later in the show. But what do you hear is the main reason why people are so hesitant to contact an agency like yours? I mean, what do you hear, maybe the top, you know, reason or two that people say, well, you know, when I was starting a business, I didn't go to the SBA because what?
Sure. You know, I've had the pleasure and honor of being able to travel the entire state. We've got 83 counties, as you know, Derek, in the state of Michigan. Mm-hmm. I've been to all 83, and I've done roundtables in every county. And, you know, there's one consistent theme that you hear from our small business owners, and they just don't know what they don't know. They know that there is help out there, but they just don't necessarily know where to start. And we as economic development professionals need to do a much better job of ensuring that once they get into the network, right, once they reach out to the SBA or USDA, or in Michigan it's called the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, once they get into the network, we need to do a better job of ensuring that not only do we know enough about the services we provide, but I need to know about the services that others provide based on what community they live in. And that's really what we strive to do in the Michigan District Office in particular, is make certain that we know enough about the other entities to understand their toolkit so that we can make sure we effectively refer and serve. So a lot of it is they just don't know what they don't know. There's fear of, which door do I open? You know, you can say no wrong door approach, but if it really doesn't have anything to support it, there's no meat or engine behind it, then it really is a wrong door. So we do everything that we can to make sure that our resource partners are up to speed, they understand our toolkit, and work very closely with state and county officials across the state to ensure everybody understands what each other is doing.
You know, Joe, I want to break down maybe a couple of your programs real quick before we go deeper into Detroit. You know, you've got, you know, SBA has, you know, of course, you've got the counseling piece in terms of starting and managing dynamics, but you've also got small business loans and grants, and other kind of financial dynamics. Can you talk to us about those things?
Sure. So, you know, we talked about counseling a moment ago. And again, anything that you can possibly think about in terms of consultation regarding your business enterprise, we can assist with. You know, don't lose sight of many people think SBA and they think, oh, it's for startups. Mm-hmm. Again, it's for businesses no matter where you are in that business life cycle. And then in terms of access to capital, make no mistake about it. That's what most people are familiar with the agency for, is our ability to help small businesses gain access to capital. So typically speaking, the SBA does not lend directly to small business owners. We have relationships with lending institutions across the country, and the SBA provides a guarantee to the lending institution should that lender make a loan to the borrower, and should the borrower default. The guarantee essentially says that the SBA will make the lender whole for some percentage of the outstanding balance. Hmm. So lenders like it. It's somewhat of a safety net for them to hedge against certain things. Now, does the SBA guarantee make a bad deal a good deal? Absolutely not. The lenders still have to do the appropriate underwriting and make certain that they are doing a good deal in essence. But maybe there's a certain area that has a shortfall or something that they'd like to see to make the deal a better deal. So that guarantee is really important. And in the state of Michigan alone, we have seen record numbers. Michigan is second in the nation in terms of volume, how many deals that we've gotten done. And we're very proud of the fact that last year alone, we got almost $800 million to the street in terms of deals that got done helping our small businesses in Michigan.
Wow. Are you seeing the growth in Michigan? Are you seeing that people are now kind of starting to say, well, Michigan's that turnaround state? I mean, of course, we've heard the stories about GM, and we've heard a number of different stories. And, you know, there's new leadership in Michigan. There's the Detroit had a lot of kind of chaos with the emergency management and everything else. But are you starting to see people are starting to take another look at Michigan as a possible place for investment?
Yeah, no, we really think that we are seeing some positive signs. You know, there's a saying that, as you know, when, you know, America catches the cold, you know, Michigan catches the flu.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly true of, you know, Michigan and the Detroit region. So we were pretty bad off several years ago. And there was actually a study that showed of all the states that are recovering from the Great Recession, that Michigan ranks in the top 10 in terms of the speed of our recovery. So, you know, we have done extremely well. You know, I pride myself on being a data-based decision maker. So, you know, I really, you know, try not to play it up with what I hear from businesses and what I hear from the lending community. I try to look at numbers, and our numbers are pretty positive in terms of what we're seeing, you know, when you look at certain economic development data.
Right.
So we've got a ways to go, but we're headed in the right direction. I certainly think we've bottomed out, and that was extremely important, right? Sometimes when you just don't know where the bottom is, it can be a challenge, but I think we've hit the bottom, and we're certainly on our way up.
We're talking to Gerald Moore. He's the SBA District Director for Michigan. He's in Detroit. We're talking about SBA, but we're going to be talking about specifically SBA and their efforts in Michigan, but SBA, their efforts in Detroit, Michigan, in terms of saving Detroit, in terms of bringing a great city that has always been a foundation of America in terms of the auto industry and everywhere else, bringing that city back out to life and making sure that small businesses are a part of that economic growth of Detroit and also Michigan. We'll be right back after this break. You're listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you're just joining us, we're talking about small business today. A lot of us know that small businesses are the foundation of America. 96% or so of all of our businesses are small businesses. I mean, they're the ones who employ the majority of people when it comes down to it. And we're talking about how actually to make small businesses grow more, be more economically prosperous in the United States, but just really Michigan. We're talking about Detroit, Michigan today, about the Michigan area. We have the SBA District Director of Michigan, Gerald Moore, on the line, and he's talking to us about what SBA provides, and then we're going to get into specifics about what's going on in Michigan, Detroit area. Gerald, I want to keep on talking about the SBA dynamics. You mentioned about contracting before, about federal contracting. I know there's a number of different programs, whether it be a hub zone, there's kind of the vet biz, there's, you know, 8A type programs. Can you talk to us about kind of the federal dynamic in terms of if a small business wants to get in that arena?
Sure. Our federal contracting programs are really phenomenal, and I think a huge miss to many of our small businesses across the nation outside of the Washington, D.C., Virginia, Maryland area. Certainly those who are near, you know, the center of this, you know, this enigma that I call the federal government and all the opportunities there, you know, many are familiar, but when you get beyond that space, many simply don't understand federal contracting and how to access it and who to work with. And that's absolutely what we do on a day in and day out basis. We've got some very specific programs that are for what we call socially and economically disadvantaged businesses. Those are people who fall into certain categories by default. I like to say Native Americans, Latinos, African American, right? There are certain groups of people who are deemed to be socially and economically disadvantaged. So if they meet certain criteria, they can get into our 8A Business Development Program, which is a program that we work with them. We provide many of the counseling services that we talked about earlier, but we also work with them to help them gain access to federal contracts. And in that program, there are set-asides and other benefits that are associated with it. We've got something called the Hub Zone Program, which stands for Historic Underutilized Business Zones, and that's a geographic program where if you live in certain geographies across the nation, you can be a Hub Zone business if you apply and if your business is located in a Hub Zone. And federal agencies have to do business with businesses that reside in Hub Zones. So tremendous opportunities there for our small businesses across the country to gain access to various programs to sell to the federal government. And even if you're not in one of those geographies or you don't fall into a socially and economically disadvantaged group, anyone can sell to the federal government. Right, and that's what we try to make sure we're clear on. Anyone can sell to the federal government if they have what we call the capability to provide services or goods.
You know, with all of that, you know, there's a big whole dynamic of kind of veterans and service-disabled veterans. Do you see more agencies also really kind of pushing on that right now as well?
Well, in our space, we work very, very closely with federal agencies. And we work very closely with different constituents, business constituents that fall into the categories that you're talking about, whether it's our service disabled vets or woman-owned small businesses. We work very closely with them to make certain that they are aware of the tools and resources available to them and the opportunities. In particular, we do something in Michigan called Doing Business With. This is a quarterly series where we bring in federal agencies and we connect them to our small businesses. It starts off with where the federal agency will talk about where they spent last year, where they plan to spend in the next 12 months. They talk about the types of services that they're looking for. We know that not all of our small businesses can do business directly with the federal government because of their footprint. So we also bring in a prime. So that prime vendor may be able to work with some of our smaller businesses to get those goods and services from them. So we bring in the prime, we bring in the agency, and we pair them, we connect them, we allow them to talk to one another. Because many times you'll find our small businesses say, you know, Jerry, it's taken me a month just to get to the right person. So we bring the decision makers to these Doing Business With events so that they can tell you and teach you the tips and tricks that you need to know to be successful at trying to solicit business from that particular agency. So a very good initiative that we've put in place. It has worked, and we've seen our businesses as a result of these initiatives, you know, gain access to those contacts and then hopefully get deals. So it's been great.
You know, 2013 was one of those tough years for government. You know, we had the whole kind of budget crisis and sequestration and everything else. And a lot of people got concerned. And you know, especially you hear it in the D.C. area a lot, especially in the defense industry and other areas. A lot of people got concerned because they felt as if the money was drying up. Of course, now we've got some budgets that have been passed and a lot of them have been funded to 2017. Would you say, you know, for small businesses who kind of went through some of the hard times last year, would you say the government's back open in terms of now, you know, looking back at the funding is back in place that I know it may not be how it used to be, but are we back at a state where agencies are looking back again to bring businesses in?
Well, that make no mistake about it. That was an issue. You know, last year was sequestration. It was absolutely an issue that really made it challenging for ourselves and in the state of Michigan, for sure, and the SBA in the state of Michigan, and certainly the agencies that we were working with from two vantage points. Number one, to try to get those resources to come to Michigan to host our event and to talk about where there was capacity. That was a struggle because they didn't have funding. And quite frankly, even if they were to have come, they didn't necessarily know what their funding would look like. So you're absolutely right. Last year was a challenge for those of us in the economic development perspective, from an economic development perspective. But in general, our numbers have been strong in the state of Michigan. You know, just about every year since 2008, we've helped our Michigan small businesses gain access to more than $1 billion in federal contracting each year. You know, I mean, 1.4 in 2007, 1.8, 1.8, you know, and then even last year, almost a billion. So we had a little drop off last year, but again, that was due to sequestration, you know, and our numbers are trending very well to get us back over the $1 billion mark for this fiscal year. So, you know, things are looking very good. You know, Congress has approved budgets. You know, we've got our appropriations, and we're excited.
You know, you mentioned one thing that I think is very, very important, exporting. Michigan is definitely one of those places unique in America because it's on the border of Canada. It's on the border of it's an international border right there. You've got the Ambassador Bridge. You've got the Windsor Tunnel and everything else. But, you know, when we talk about exporting, a lot of people don't always think internationally with their business. Is that something that you're really encouraging business to start thinking about?
We do. It's a huge, huge miss, as you've stated. You know, I like to tell people that, you know, if there is a good that you manufacture and sell in the U.S., chances are someone else across the globe has a need for that good. So to just limit your market to the U.S. is a disservice to yourself. The opportunity to grow is there. And if you can get clients, you know, across the globe, well, maybe that's an opportunity to add a second shift or a third shift. And that's how we really think of this. It's all about job creation. You know, I tell my small business owners every day, well, I'd love to see them get rich. That's really not our goal. Our goal is for them to grow that business so that they can create jobs and hopefully good paying jobs. Right. So we really stress that. Work very closely with our small businesses to know that, you know, here's a little tip that you know that many of your listeners probably don't know. The drive from Detroit to D.C. is a shorter drive than it is to get from Michigan to the Upland Peninsula.
Really?
Michigan is a huge state.
Right.
So I'll see people who will ship goods, you know, 12 hours away within the state of Michigan, yet the border of Canada is a half an hour away.
Wow.
Right. If you can ship to 12 hours away, you certainly can ship, 30 minutes away, and we can help with you understanding what it takes to export your goods. I think people are fearful of what it may take to export, but we can help you there. We can help you with export working capital, lines of credit, a number of things as they relate to the export realm.
I think what you just mentioned is probably one of the big holdups is that, you know, people are fearful. They also probably think there's going to be more rules and regulations. I got to go through a whole bunch of paperwork. And, you know, people are already, especially as a small business, you know, you may say, I'm already burdened with the paperwork that I have to deal with already. So I don't want to go into and have to deal with the exporting dynamic.
Right. We do hear that. And fear of the unknown, right? Mm-hmm. You know, once they understand that there are resources to assist them in this process, whether it's trying to get assistance on a trade mission or whether trying to understand export working capital and what that's about and getting them connected with a lender that can assist, that's what we do. That is absolutely our sweet spot. And, you know, we want small businesses, we want your listeners out there who are hearing this information to give us a call and contact your local SBA office and let us help you take your business to the next level by exporting.
We're talking to Gerald Moore. He is the district director in Michigan for SBA, the Small Business Administration. You can find him at sba.gov. If you are thinking about starting a business, if you already own a business, if you've been in business for quite some time, SBA has a number of different resources that Gerald is telling us about that can help you. Maybe, you know, whether it be starting or managing or growing your business, they're supposed to be there for you, and they can dedicate some people who will help you in a number of different ways. We're going to be continuing to talk about it. We're going to start going to SBA in terms of Detroit, what's happening to Detroit in terms of bringing the city back and making Detroit a strong city again and joining this prosperity of America once again. You're listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you're just joining us, we're talking about small business, such an important part of America. Small businesses are the foundation of America. They employ the largest amount of Americans. They are the rock in which a lot of our local communities are built upon. And so we are trying to talk about what's going on with small businesses. And we're talking to the SBA today, the Small Business Administration. And we're talking to the SBA in Michigan specifically. And we're talking about Detroit. Gerald Moore, he's the SBA District Director in Michigan. His offices are in Detroit. And we're talking about saving Detroit, saving Michigan, but also making sure small businesses continue to grow and prosper and they're able to manage themselves. A lot of people say small businesses will oftentimes go out of business within 3 years. How do we stop that? How do we make sure that these businesses have the longevity in order to keep on hiring people, keep on being profitable? Gerald, when we talk about Detroit, And both of us are Detroiters, and so we have seen Detroit from the heydays of the 70s and 80s when the auto industry was really, really strong, and now to where it's at right now, where we see a city that's a powerful city, a great city that has a lot of great history, but a city that's sometimes hurting on the west side and the east side and downtown. There's been some moves, but it's still a lot to be done in the city. What's SBA focused in on in the Detroit area to help it come back?
We're doing a number of things, working with Detroit Economic Growth Corporation, working with the Detroit Regional Chamber, which, as you know, is one of the largest chambers in the nation, and working very collaboratively to figure out what tools and services we can deliver to the city. And as you know, we really pride ourselves on not saying that we have all the answers and coming to the city and saying, here's the answer to your problem. We really want the city to reach out to say, here's where we need you all to help us. And then we take a look at our toolkit and try to determine what services and tools we can best deliver. One of the major issues in the city of Detroit, and not just the city, by the way, but in urban cores and rural cores across the state, is this issue of access to capital. So we're piloting a program, and we're going to pilot this program in Detroit. And it's what we call the Get to Yes campaign. And what it's intended to do is educate the community and our businesses on three fronts. So number one, how do we make sure you understand what we call what debt financing is all about? Most of our small businesses who have never had to secure debt financing have no idea what the five C's of commercial lending are and the importance of those things and how it determines whether or not they're going to be a good candidate for debt financing. So that's the educational component. The second thing is that we ensure that they have a business plan, that they have financials. Some key documents that any commercial lender is going to be looking for is your balance sheet, okay, your profit and loss statement, and your cash flows. And to put it simply, I always try to tell my small businesses, if cash flow is not greater than debt service, you're not going to get a loan. All right? And these are just basic things that our small business owners have to understand. And to be able to get to those numbers, you have to have those financials that we just talked about. So we help them prepare to meet with the lender. And then the final step is what we call meet the lender. So we've educated them. We've helped them prepare their business plan along with the financials that a lender needs to see. And then we have scheduled sessions where they literally will meet with anywhere from 7 to 12 lenders to pitch their deal. Right? So it's a great opportunity for them to pitch their deal, talk about what their capital needs are, why they need the capital, how they're going to be able to pay it back. And that program is kicking off the second, we'll be going into the end of the second, beginning of the third period with the program. So what we hope to do is get some real metrics from the program that will help us better understand if people are not getting loans, why aren't they getting loans? And because, again, that's the sentiment that we get. Because of who we are and because of where we live, lenders aren't lending to us. Now, I certainly don't believe that. I think that good deals get done, period, end of story. All right? We live in a free market society. Lenders want to make money. Obviously, businesses want to make money. I think that what it comes down to oftentimes, quite frankly, is a matter of access. If you don't have access to the right entities and you don't know how to present your information, that puts you at a unique disadvantage. So we work very closely with the lending institutions as well as our small businesses to make sure you have access, you have exposure, and that you're presenting the information the way they need to see it.
You know, you really mentioned something that I think is really, really critical that is kind of that goes with both business and careers and everything else. If you cannot communicate, your unique selling proposition, your USP or anything else, what the ROI is or the return on investment that if you invest in me doing this, that, and the other, if you cannot communicate those things properly, either through a good business plan, a good marketing plan, or things like that, do you see that's where a lot of businesses really do fall short? They kind of got started, they start making some money, and they never did really put any kind of time or energy into developing these kind of plans?
Yeah, I heard you talk at the lead in about, some of the work you do in helping small businesses. And I know I'm preaching to the choir when I tell you these things that, I say that any good business owner has to be successful at doing three things, right? There's the doing, there's the marketing, and there's the accounting, right? And most of us are in business because we were good at the doing, right? It's why you started your business. You were good at making a widget or you're good at, whatever it is that you do. but it's the accounting piece and it's the marketing piece that you aren't necessarily good at. And that's what we find most of our small businesses really, really struggle to understand how to market their business. You know, what I call the customer acquisition trinity. You know, you've got to figure out how to keep your clients. You've got to figure out how to steal clients from other businesses. And before someone enters the market for your good or service, you got to figure out how do you make them come to you before they go to your competitors.
Right?
That's that marketing concept. And then lastly, the accounting piece. Very simple things about understanding your books, understanding how much working capital you have, understanding basic things like days receivables. We find that people will say, I need $50,000 if they can even give you a figure. And when they give you the figure, you ask, well, what is that based on? And they really can't support it. So understandable, we get it, and that's what we're here for, to help you understand your numbers potentially so that you understand what your needs are. So we work very, very closely with our small businesses to do that.
You know, when you talk about the programs and saying the CDS programs and everything else in Detroit, are you seeing a dynamic and with all the different partners? And you said that you mentioned that there has been growth in terms of investment in other areas. Is there a particular industry or sector that you say, you know what, this would be great? I mean, I know everything could come to Detroit, of course, but are you seeing certain strong sectors that are saying, listen, these are becoming very, very profitable in Detroit, in some of the suburban areas of Michigan and everything else?
Sure. Yeah, you know, obviously we love the sexy stuff. We love high tech, right? Biotech, mm-hmm. You know, we love the manufacturing because those are what we call the wealth creators.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's because folks have jobs in those industries that they're able to go out to the feeder businesses, which is your retail, your restaurants, and your shops, right? But if you don't have people making a decent wage, they're not going to frequent the feeders, you know. So we see increased activity in that area, never enough, right? And we'd love to see more. But when you look at the SBA and where our loans go, volume wise, no doubt about it, it's in the services industry. So a lot of restaurants, a lot of retail. But when you look at value, it's in the manufacturing space because there may be fewer deals, but when you do get the deals done, they're typically larger just because of the nature of the business. So, you know, we are seeing both. We're seeing increases in both, and it's a good thing. But we obviously want to see, you know, those wealth creator type industries, you know, the manufacturing and the high tech, no doubt about it.
Well, Detroit, I mean, if there's anything that Detroit has and Michigan has, is a lot of land. I mean, you know, you've got a lot of, and even Detroit right now has a lot of vacant areas where you can probably build upon and bring new manufacturing space into it and everything else. I mean, is it going beyond the auto manufacturing? Are we looking at, you know, a lot of people are saying, hey, you know, take the manufacturing away from international, from China, India, other places, and now bring it back home to America. Are we talking about manufacturing on all areas, whether it be clothes or whether it be other kind of products beyond the auto industry?
Yeah, I think the challenge is always, you know, the nature of business in a free market society is trying to get goods or services produced at the lowest cost possible, you know, and as long as that can be done somewhere else, I think you're going to continue to see, you know, when a company is owned by shareholders, you know as well as I do, it's about
return, the profit, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's like absolutely it. And directors and CEOs have a fiduciary responsibility to make sure that they are increasing shareholder value, you know, so whether or not we morally agree or disagree with something like that is a different point. The point is that they have a fiduciary responsibility to do so. So I think as long as you can see these types of things be done somewhere else cheaper, you're going to continue to see that. Our job is this, right? And I really mean this, Derek, in terms of, you know, to be able to grow up in a community, whether that's Detroit or anywhere else, to be able to get a great education. Most of our leaders within the state, you know, probably shudder when we lose people to educational institutions outside of the state because they realize that if we lose them, they may never come back.
Sure.
But what I would suggest is this, that I think you're a better person for having experienced something other than your community and your town, and that when you bring back those experiences and you bring them back to Detroit, for example, you know, I know we'll talk a little bit about my background, but, you know, having been in the Air Force and served over in Europe and California and Arkansas and bringing those experiences back, I think we make those current experiences even better and greater. And I think the challenge for ourselves is don't worry about folks leaving. Ensure that we've got an ecosystem, an entrepreneurial and economic ecosystem that will support those people coming back. When I come back to Detroit, knowing that there are decent paying jobs, then it won't be an issue. But if the jobs aren't here and they don't pay well, then you're right, people aren't going to come back to these communities. But you and I have, you know, what I'd like to say is a right to grow up in the city of Detroit, go out, get those experiences, and have a decent, well-paying job to come back to, because right. we do want to call Detroit home.
That's right. Talking to Gerald Moore, he is the SBA District Director in Michigan. He's out of Detroit in McNamara Building, downtown Detroit. If you've ever been down there, it's one of the staples of Detroit in the area. You definitely need to visit Detroit. So much is going on. So much positive is going on. So don't worry about what the news is always saying. Go down and take a visit, because there's a lot of great things in Detroit. We're talking about SBA and what they're doing for small businesses, the Small Business Administration. We're talking about SBA and Saving Detroit, and also, you know, putting investment into Michigan. We'll be right back after this break. You're listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Deutsch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Deutsch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you're just joining us, we're talking about small business. We're talking about the Small Business Administration today. We're talking about what they are doing in order to help small businesses start up, to grow, to manage themselves effectively, and to continue to make America strong and prosperous. We're talking about also Michigan and Detroit, Michigan. That's my home right now, so there's a particular interest in seeing Detroit. That's where I grew up at, and I've seen the devastation in Detroit. I want to see it come back. It's a great city. Love the city and want to see it rise back. Well, we're talking to the SBA District Director in Michigan. He's based out of Detroit, Gerald Moore. He is putting a number of programs in place to help out Michigan, but in particularly try to bring in investment in Detroit, whether it be manufacturing, whether it be the service industry, whatever industries, there is a lot of opportunity and growth that can be had in the city. It's an international city based on the right, on the side of Canada. There's a bridge that takes you right there. So there's a number of different things you can do from Detroit. Gerald, you know, just mentioned, you know, you're a veteran yourself and you went to the Air Force, you traveled all around. And I think I read you started your own businesses. I mean, how did you get into this in terms of being involved with the SBA?
Sure. Yeah, I, love small business. You know, I started my business probably some 12 years ago. And, always knew that even though I was in the military and was a part of corporate America for 15 years, that I just had this burning desire to give it a shot, you know, to say, you know, I can do this. You know, and I did. And I started a business, and the area was youth programming and sports. You know, so many of your listeners have children. They've signed them up for the local Parks and Rec soccer league or basketball league. We were the type of league that you would sign your child up with, and we had creative and interesting programming to help your child develop that skill set to make them, put them in a position that when they tried out for middle school sports or junior high sports, depending on where you live, that they would be competitive and hopefully make those teams. And then we worked even closer with our high school athletes to better prepare them for D1 universities that they were trying to get to for a specific sport. So, you know, loved it, had a great time doing it. I got to a point where, you know, doing, the SBA and that business was just a bit much. You know, so I've since had to pull back on the responsibilities related to my business and focus completely on, you know, the work that we do here at the SBA.
Sure. You know, it's being a business owner yourself, and I think it's sometimes very, very important, especially for a person in the SBA to have been a business owner, because you can speak to some of the real challenges. You know, I mean, sometimes you have people who are advising you who haven't been there and done that sometimes, you know. And so what were some of the challenges that you saw, and did you take advantage of the SBA, or were you one of those people who found about it later on and said, wow, I wish I would have done this?
You know, so my journey was a little bit different in that, you know, like most of our business owners, I think we're confident and we're risk takers. You mm-hmm. have to be a business owner. But one of the things that I did before I did anything else was I did reach out to the SBA. Not having known anything about the SBA, I worked in corporate America, you know, again, for about 15 years. And I knew that I could run this business basically on the weekends, you know, so I had my full-time job in corporate America. I was running this business on the weekends because that's when the youth sports activities took place. That was part of our business model, was doing it on the weekends when parents had time. But no, I reached out to the SBA and they gave me extremely valuable and helpful information, you know, so it was definitely one of the things that I did right. But I tell you, as a small business owner, you get it. When you know, when I sit across the table from my small business owners, they know that I get it. They know that I've been there. They know that, you know, it's a big difference being in corporate America and not having to worry about how you're going to make payroll, not having to worry about how you're going to pay those taxes, not having to worry about, you know, making certain that a certain employee taxes are accounted for. You know, you've been there and you get what they're going through. And it just, it helps you to have probably a greater sense of urgency.
Right.
You know, I'll be honest with you, you know, as opposed to someone who may not have gone down that road and may not understand some of the challenges that our small businesses go through.
You know, as you began looking at the dynamics of small business and where things are going, you know, and what the needs are, as we look at kind of Detroit and other businesses, I mean, of course, the needs are, you know, making sure the market is right. You kind of pointed on something that's really, really important to me, because I think a lot of Detroiters have left, you know, went to school somewhere else. Went to the military and other things like that. If there's one thing I want to talk about, because I always talk to veterans, and there's a lot of veterans who are coming back. How did your military service, you know, kind of help you in terms of becoming a small business owner? You know, did it give you a foundation of something that helped you say, listen, I can do this?
Yeah, you and your listeners know full well that for those of us that have served in the military prides itself on leadership.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so day in and day out, you're constantly receiving some type of training, whether it's formal or informal, regarding how to be a good leader and how to be effective. So no doubt about it that those learnings, those opportunities that I was provided in the military have gone a long way and are part of the, you know, my fabric. You know, there's no way I could disassociate, you know, the 6 years that I had in the Air Force with who I am today. You know, so, yeah, as I, you know, the military puts you in leadership positions at a very young age, and they give you a lot of responsibility, and you're responsible for a lot of assets. And, you know, those things have definitely gone a long way to helping me be confident, you know, not just as a small business owner, but just life in general.
You know, Joe, we've only got about a minute or so left. If you had to kind of just give, you know, just some quick advice, some quick tips to those. I mean, of course, we want them to go to SBA.gov. We want them to reach out to people like you and the people who work for you and work for the new administrator for SBA and everything else. And reach out to these people. But if you had to give, you know, three quick just tips for people who are out there thinking about business or struggling with business or trying to grow, what would you say?
Yeah, definitely. You know, those things we talked about, like you mentioned, in addition to those things, you know, I always say as a small business owner, you got to get over yourself, right? Part of the problem is that we as small business owners think we know everything, right? It's just a natural phenomenon, and sometimes we don't like to ask for help. And you've got to get over yourself, I like to say, and you've got to reach out to the resources that could assist you. And obviously that's the SBA. And I think that's the key thing. And, you know, we talked about the doing and the marketing and the counting. If you don't know those things, you've got to pull in resources that can assist you. Because those things are all critical to having a successful enterprise.
And those are the reasons why a lot of businesses fail.
Yeah, they're absolutely the reasons why businesses fail. Make no mistake about it. So, you know, one day when you have time, I do a presentation where we talk about 10 things you absolutely have to do as a small business owner, and maybe we have an opportunity to hit some of those other things.
Without question. We'll have to have you bring you back, Gerald. We want you to come back. We'll check back in with you. You know, will people be able to find that event you talked about on the SBA site? Is
they will. There'll be more. Because it's a pilot, it's not on the site.
Okay.
But we work very closely with our organizations in the city of Detroit, so
gotcha.
They are absolutely aware, from the Michigan Black Chamber to Detroit Economic Growth Corporation. They're all aware of the events and what are the initiative and what we're doing. So they can call the office if they do want information, want to see how to get involved. They can definitely give us a call at area code 313-226-6075.
Gerald Moore, he's the SBA District Director in Michigan. They're out of Detroit in the McNamara building down there. They got a lot of good things going on. If you are from Detroit or you're listening from Detroit, definitely get involved and start maybe thinking about checking with them. If you want to go to Detroit and maybe invest in Detroit, think about contacting Gerald in his office. But if you're just a business owner, no matter where you are in America, the SBA has resources. SBA.gov is the website. We're going to have you back, Gerald, at some point in time in the future without question. Thank you for being on Fed Access.
Thanks.
You've been listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear the entire show or any of our weekly programs anytime at federalnewsradio.com. Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com.